This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Lots of new developments coming up. Some we can talk about. I will be hosting Fox News Radio next week, a couple of days. I'm also talking to Fox about some other things, so we'll see what happens. And every time people ask me, Kevin, what do you want? Look, it's all God's plan. If Fox decides, Kevin, we need to do a TV show, whatever, I'll gladly do it. I'll be up there doing quite a few shows, but I'll gladly do it. If they don't, it's okay. I'm happy to be a guest and give good commentary, what I hope is good commentary, representing you folks. And people ask me all the time, Kevin, are you really giving your opinion or Fox? Look, I only give my opinion. I give my opinion on this radio show. I give my opinion on TV, on other radio shows. That's it. The reason why I believe I've had some success, I don't know how much you want to determine that is, but it's for two reasons. One, my faith in the Almighty, and two, my belief that what I say, being from the heart, being what I believe to be a God-driven message, is the reason that I'm successful, to whatever degree. Are there people doing better than I? Of course. But I don't measure that way. All I care about is getting the word out in the way that it should be done, which is in truth. And by the way, it impacts me. Everything, when I talk to you guys about good versus bad, right versus wrong, trust me, We may live our lives 98% right. That 2% wrong makes us unworthy of the grace of God. And I don't make any apologies for the fact that we all sin. We all screw up in one way or another. Maybe it's how you treat your kids, or you've talked to your children, or you treated your spouse or some ex, or maybe what you've done at the job. Who knows? But I do know this, we know right from wrong, and we try to achieve that as best we can, and that's what separates us from them. That is why to err on the side of conservatism is to be on the side of righteousness, because you know you're not going to be perfect. You cannot be sanctimonious up in here, because you know you've screwed up, and you will continue to screw up. But the left, they screw up, and you know what they do? They want to change the narrative. They want people to believe that they are tolerant, loving individuals as they pay people to go out and kick your butt when you go to a Trump rally. For the record, there was a Trump rally yesterday in Phoenix, standing room only. I got the memo. It said, be there. The thing started at 7 p.m. You know what time they told people to start lining up? 6 a.m. But the left wants you to believe nobody likes Donald Trump. They told you this during the campaign. Who likes that guy? What do the rallies mean? The rallies where you got to get there 12, 13 hours early to get a decent seat, and it's standing room only when you get there, and Donald Trump just comes in and puts out his message, something you probably could hear on TV, but you want to be a part of that history, is happening all over this country. Let me ask you a question. If you had a Barack Obama rally today, wherever you live, is it standing room only? Are people waiting to get in 13 hours in advance? The answer is no. They're sick of him. Hillary Clinton, could she do it? The answer is no. Name me one person in politics on that side of the aisle who could do that. Name me one person on our side of the aisle outside of Trump who could do it. Now, here's what I'll tell you, people. I don't have to take a poll for this. I know the results of my poll. You just took it, and you know what you're thinking. That is not some anecdotal likability or whatever. That is somebody who's changing the direction of this country, and the left knows it. And for the record, this is what's going to come into 2018. But the left, they can't let you see that. They don't want you focused on the idea that the people are going to be waiting out there from 7 a.m. until whenever in order to get in to see Trump. And we put video up of it. But I'm just telling you, they don't want you to see that. They want you to think everybody hates him. Trump, nobody wants to hear Trump. Trump started this phenomenon during the election cycle, and it continues. I dare you to do this. Get Bernie Sanders and say Bernie Sanders is going to speak wherever, and see how many people line up in advance to see it. college kids no longer have any faith in that fool. So all I'm telling you folks is look at your real evidence. 234 people were arrested and organizers who'd recruited them using the website Disrupt J20, and they provided them with lawyers and jail support. The housing, the food, the organized activities, the defense attorneys at the ready made the riots possible. I'm reading to you something that happens in location by location. Why doesn't the news report this to you? That these riots are being funded, that people are already there to provide food, housing, defense, etc. for these rioters. Because the leftist media sees protests as a tactic. That's what Tim Graham of Media Research Center said. See, they call Tea Party events AstroTurf. What Trump is doing is a Tea Party event. They want you to believe it's fake. Nobody cares about Donald Trump. This is exactly why he got elected. These are true grassroots events. They are telling you the state of the nation. Phoenix, Boston, where do you do the one before that? Somewhere in Florida. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. Wherever Donald Trump says he's going to meet and tell you his message, he gets crazy tweets. I gave you the story of the Twitter thing. They said Barack Obama tweeted on Charlottesville was the most ever. Woo-hoo-hoo. Donald Trump tweets and the world listens. I didn't know what Barack Obama said. You probably didn't know what he said about Charlottesville. And nobody gave a crap because it was nothing but bots. It was fake Twitterers, tweeps, whatever they call them, who they said, oh, Barack Obama spoke on Charlottesville. Nobody cares what Barack Obama has to say, but everybody cares what Donald Trump has to say. And I'm not talking about just the left, and I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about North Korea. I'm talking about Iran. I'm talking about Russia. I'm talking about China. They're all watching his tweets. Let me ask you this. How many of these world leaders do you think are give a care about Hillary Clinton's tweets? Bill Clinton's tweets? Barack Obama's tweets, Michelle Obama's tweets. Name me somebody that Putin is looking at their tweets. Get up in the morning. I want you to make sure you follow these tweets. Make sure that you follow the following. Donald Trump. That's it. He's the only person that matters in the political discourse now. And we are fortunate. I'm not talking about kissing butt fortunate, but we are fortunate to have somebody who has our best interests in mind and who people will take, they're caring about what he has to say. So, look, they don't want you people. The left doesn't want people to believe that the Tea Party is alive and well, that Donald Trump is a resurgence of that movement. Tea Party 2.0. Go to Tea Party Community and join, people. It's a new site. It's got, mobile ready, etc. And we're going to need warriors out there fighting for the cause. Back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We'll be playing some callers' comments here in a bit. I'm talking about the fake news, the fake narrative, the fake protesters, etc. of the left. You should feel vindicated every time you find out that these people have no message, and the only way they have a message is when they buy it. Let me ask you this. Is there passion? If you buy, I'll just use prostitution as an example. Is there passion in prostitution, or does somebody just do a job and then that's the end of it? See, that's exactly what these people are. They come out and protest you. They are prostitutes. They've been paid. And the minute they leave, they don't care. And you know what else they do? Let me tell you what this prostituting of the American public by the left does. These people leave and they go back and they go, where have you been? Oh, man, I was paid to protest against Trump. Oh, you were paid to protest against Trump. Yes. So what do you think happens when these people look at the other side when it's time to vote? It may not be right away, but eventually when these people get in the ballot box and they say to themselves, you know what? I was paid to protest against Trump. Whoever runs against Donald Trump in the next election cycle, people are going to remember, wait a minute, this guy was successful doing a lot of good things and people paid me to go down there and spew venom at him when I shouldn't have. Now my cousin has a job. Now so-and-so is back from the war that he never should have been in the first place. Now my mom just was able to start her own company. My dad is no longer paying a gazillion dollars for Obamacare. And they had me protesting, spitting at this guy, trying to threaten people that wanted to vote for him. The Democrats are sealing their own fate. I'm starting to sound like Farrakhan. The Democrat, the demon, the white monster, is sealing his fate. You see, my brothers and sisters. Oh, man, they don't even realize it. They don't even realize what they're doing. And it's so funny to me because they don't play it out to the end. You pay, okay, so let's just do the numbers. You pay 500, 1,000 protesters to come out and protest Trump.
Must be anti-Trump, whatever.
They go protest. How many friends do they tell?
I'm going out to protest Donald Trump.
Some of them are going, what for? Others are going, I don't care. But then there's a few that go, yeah, go do it. And there are others that are, you know, they don't, you know, it doesn't really matter. But here's my point. 1,000 people are going to have 4, 5, 10 people that know what they're out doing. And every one of those persons, when Donald Trump starts having success, is going to remember somebody was paid to protest him. It wasn't organic. When the Tea Party, let me tell you something about the Tea Party. Go to teapartycommunity.com and get signed up. But let me tell you something about the Tea Party. I was never paid to go to a protest. When they had rallies, I mean, if I was a speaker, they'd make, Kevin, we're going to handle your, you know, your fees and all that, you know, your ability to get here and all that. But I went to, I don't know, conservatively 120 tea parties, and maybe I got paid as a speaker at 5 of them, but the overwhelming majority I traveled with, they picked up my expenses, but that was it. And nobody got paid. All we did, we went, we rallied the people, and it was passion, man. We were in love. Yeah, puppy love at first, but that puppy love can now become a marriage. Because the version 1.0 Tea Party, which did a lot of good work, and I'll give some people some credit. Mark Meckler had it in his heart to do the right thing, and Jenny Beth Martin ruined it. She's practically bankrupted the Tea Party Patriots. But now the new version's up, and it's going to be an activism version that the left has never seen. And I'm telling you, there are good people behind this effort, and there's passion. It's now to go from puppy love to full-blown marriage. But the left have nothing close. Black Lives Matter. Seriously? Let me tell you about Black Lives Matter. Funded $650,000 by one of the Soros Foundation's groups. And then they announced that it was launching a fundraising campaign to raise $100 million to support the lie, the racist lie of Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter.
Well, Kevin, we understand all lives matter, but black people have a special.
Black people have nothing special. But the minute somebody starts talking about that, you just cut them off. You have nothing special, Negro. I'm black. I feel no more special than any other man, woman, or child. I think my kids are amazing, but I believe other parents think their kids are just as amazing. We're no more special. And trying to make me special means you want me on the short bus. You don't have to put me on the short bus. But they're paying these people. Breitbart reported when they hacked Open Society Foundation documents, they found out that the Black Lives Matter group was being supported by subversives like George Soros. And how much money they want to put into this. I want you to think about that for just a second. Because I get a little bit upset when I think about the amount of money that leftists will raise to fund a Black Lives Matter movement, and you can't get conservatives to rub two nickels together to help somebody like myself who will counter them at every single place they go. I would counter them with somebody intelligent who's willing to stand up and fight against them and call them what they are, terrorist, racist terrorist, ethnocentric racists who care nothing about their own situation as if their situation was unique. And by the way, the people who've created their situation, the situation of Black Lives Matter, are black people. Let's just put it out there. It's the truth. So you're creating your own ecosystem, and then you want to blame everybody around you for that ecosystem.
Yeah, cops come down here beating us up.
Yeah, because you commit a lot of crimes, fool. Stop committing crimes, and cops will stay away. Cops would rather eat their donuts than go to the hood and have to watch their backs. Even paramedics don't want to go to the hood. How sick is that? I don't know these protesters. I've talked to these people, paid protesters. I've asked them, so why are you here? Man, I don't know. I just go, they gave me a check. They told me, meet in Ferguson, meet in St. Louis. Had a guy tell me that at a TGI Fridays. Because I was like, what's up, man? Hey, how you doing? Many black people coming there are on the heels of Ferguson. And I'm asking, why y'all here? Oh, man, we came up from Chicago. Really? Yeah, they paid our way. Shoot, man, it's a free trip. That's what I had a brother tell. It was a free trip. Why wouldn't you go somewhere somebody's paying the freight? Like, I can't argue with that. I mean, got you out of the city. He's living better than he lives at home. They get him an apartment. They pay him, I don't remember the money, but it was pretty good money. And they covered his food. And he's hanging out with other people. He's hanging out with, you know, young girls, you know. I mean, I'm just telling you, it was a way for these guys to hook up. Don't believe them for a second, folks. These riots are nothing new. They're going to keep happening, but they're not organic. There's no passion in them. There's no movement there. You think the Democrats will find their message in one of these riots?
Oh, we just found our message. Good job, guys. Now we can go back to work.
They don't have a message. The only message they have is chaos. Create it wherever they can.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. We had a couple people that called in, left messages. Let's play a couple of them. I wanted one of them was around renaming DC. Here it is.
Yes, this is my comment. They were talking on Fox this morning about what they should name Washington DC, because everybody wants to take, you know, all those historical names off. What about Swamp City? I like that. I mean, they're all swampy, sewery people.
Swamp City, I like it. That's exactly what it should be called, Swamp City. Just like New Orleans has been renamed Chocolate City. Ray Nagin renamed New Orleans. We will rebuild New Orleans, and we will make New Orleans a chocolate New Orleans. We will call it Chocolate City. That was the equivalent of Guam tipping over. Do people don't believe that Ray Nagin said that? You don't believe it? My producer's telling me people don't believe that a guy would actually say that about New Orleans being Chocolate City.
We as black people, it's time. It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to rebuild a New Orleans, the one that should be a chocolate New Orleans. And I don't care what people are saying, uptown or wherever they are. This city will be chocolate at the end of the day.
You hear the end, lady goes, and first of all, the guy's like, come on now, preach, brother. And then in the end, the lady goes, with some icing on the cake. Chocolate, New Orleans. Chocolate City. When I did karaoke, my roommate would, I hate to say this, but it's true. So, you guys may not have seen the movie Coming to America, but they had Eddie Murphy was a singer, and his band was Sex and Chocolate. And so, my roommate, every time I do karaoke, he goes, we got Sex and Chocolate coming up. And it would make me want to do the song Eddie Murphy did, The Greatest Love of All. I believe the children are the future. Oh, man, Sex and Chocolate. Anyway, that isn't even what I wanted to play. Y'all got me off, got me going. Let's do another caller, because this one guy, he called in, and apparently he's never heard the show. He was passing through Salem, Oregon. What's up, KYKN? Yeah, the folks up at KYKN, Salem, Oregon. Gatorstown. Gator is the PD up there, good friend of mine. And he was passing through, and he saw my billboard, so he tuned into the station. And then he left this message for us.
Hey, KJ, came to Salem, Oregon for the eclipse. I saw your billboard on the freeway. Apparently stuck in traffic, exercising my freedom to call you on the phone. I am very happy to hear such views being espoused by yourself and your colleagues over at the station. I believe in the freedom of every individual to do as they will. And I know that Donald Trump will ensure that those freedoms are maintained and protected for every individual in this great nation. I am so glad that there are God-fearing people such as yourself. And I'm sorry that you had to come back to America from Canada and see that the left had instigated those events in Charlottesville. Those charlatans in Charlottesville need to be damned to hell. I can't handle these snowflakes and their abominations parading through our streets with their Black Lives Matter and their Antifa. I can't believe this stuff. I have to stop myself there. You can see I get a little excited when I talk about this kind of thing. But I'm just so glad that our freedoms are being protected and that you're the vanguard of it. You're the face to the movement. So keep protecting our God-given culture and our way of life. And if those people, those leftist snowballs, if they need to snowflakes, if those people try to go into a bathroom whose gender they, or they try to get this pot weed, if they try to talk about how the right is racist or anything against the right for that matter, it just makes me so mad when I hear it. So thank you, Kevin. KJ, I don't know your whole name. I apologize. Like I said, just passing through Salem. It's good to hear the truth.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a caller who was going to see the eclipse, saw my billboard, my beautiful visage, and it so motivated him, he tuned in. I hope he's still listening. I don't know his name. I hope he's still listening. And he decided to invoke his passion. And, you know, when you were listening to him, it was on a cell phone, and it broke up a little bit. But as you were listening to that guy, did you sense his passion? Let me ask you this. How passionate do you believe the average leftist is about the state of their party? A party that has no message. A party whose messenger is MIA, and most of them are happy that he's MIA. They're begging Barack Obama back. You know why they're begging him back? We did a segment on this earlier. They're begging Barack Obama back, and they're saying, look, man, you didn't save us. You were supposed to save us, Barack Obama, and you failed. And where are you? You're gallivanting around with wealthy people. You're speaking for crazy amounts of money. You have abandoned everything that you claimed you're for. And you know what, Barack Obama? Well, you know, I'll tweet every now and then. I'll do something. I'll let you know I'm here. Barack Obama cannot reengage. And he knows why. How much of a loser do you want to be, Barack? Donald Trump's waiting on you. He's baiting you with everything that he's... Donald Trump just disbanded this climate farce. He just overruled them on the... What was this? It was called Operation Checkpoint. He just got rid of Operation Checkpoint. He's destroying... He's dismantling all the pieces of Obama. He's gotten rid of $2 trillion worth of onerous government regulations. He's undone executive orders where he could. And he's looking at others. He's still dismantling Obamacare. It's going to die on the vine. And I could go on and on. And where's Barack Obama? MIA? He's supposed to be fighting. Remember, hey, he's setting up in D.C. He moved in Valerie Jarrett. They're going to have a war room. They got this big database that they're going to be talking about. Barack Obama got a database. That's what Maxine Waters said. Can you find that clip? Yeah, so Maxine Waters, he got a database and he's going to blow you away. Let me tell you what it can't blow away. It can't blow away passion. Let me give you an example. You could be a good-looking guy, good-looking girl, and you go into a bar. Let's just use the bar scenario. And there'll be lots of people in that bar, and the overwhelm, unless you are drop-dead gorgeous or whatever, the overwhelming number of people that look at you are just like, hey, another pretty person in the bar. But there'll be somebody in that bar who looks at you differently, who gives you the look, and you'll go, that person, you know, there's something there. Now, you could go hit on another, I'm using guys, you could go hit on another girl, And she'll entertain your conversation and whatever. But the one who's looking at you going, you would do yourself a lot of good to go over and spend time with her, because she's going to give you passion. The other girl may give you a little time. She may go, you know what, you've grown on me a little bit, whatever, whatever. But the other girl is telling you, I've got passion for you. Give me a shot. And see, that's the difference between us and them. We have this caller had passion for me. It's a bromance. What can I say? It's unrequited because I don't know who he is. But, you know, I like the dude. My producers are like, hey, slow down, Kimo. Look, my audience knows I'm completely heterosexual. I'm over the not gay movement, the NGMW, not gay man woman movement. And we're going to reinstate this, and you can buy our bumper stickers and our flag, which is a camo flag, and we're going to make this a big deal because I love my not gay man woman movement. But the reason why I'm bringing this up, folks, is we don't have to. We're not contrived. We don't have to drag people over to our side. The left have to drag you over, or they have to pay you. And if you're smart, you'll figure out it isn't enough. So let me put it a different way. How many protests can protesters go to? I mean, Donald Trump has reinstated the big rally. You know, Tea Party people were throwing rallies back in 2009 through 2011. We were throwing big rallies, you know, from local to D.C., anywhere from hundreds of people to tens of thousands of people. And some people would even say millions. I don't worry about the count. But, you know, big crowds. I was in D.C. on the national lawn for some of them. I know I spoke to at least 200,000 people in D.C. at one point. So there's a lot of folks there. We had passion. And then it went away because we went to work. And now that passion is back because it stayed with you. It hadn't gone away. It just went on hiatus for a little bit of a vacation. Took a rest. Call it whatever you want. But the left, what did they try? The coffee party, Occupy Wall Street. Where's Occupy Wall Street? Was somebody put out an AVB for them? A BOLO? A Be On The Lookout? Black Lives Matter is dead in the water if it weren't for funding by the leftist, you know, pukes. None of these things work for them.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at SecurityTaxAssociates.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Young men and women, we send fight. Our wars abroad deserve to return to a country that is not at war with itself at home.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That, of course, was President POTUS 45, Donald Trump, saying to the young men and women who go off to war, when you come home, you need to come home to a civilized country. You need to come home to something that is representative of what you have done on behalf of this country. And because of leftism, we don't have that. We have people who want to create strife from nothing. the Antifa people, the Black Lives Matter people, the leftists in general, all they want to do is complain. They want to bellyache. These people are over fighting in third world armpits, hot, I mean, in the worst possible conditions, day in and day out, and they do it on behalf of us, and they have to come back to a country where leftists call them baby killers, say that they need to be on watch lists because they might have PTSD, kill them in waiting on waiting list, don't give them the best service. But boy, when it's time to tout them out there and, ooh, look at the military, the left are the first ones to grab our veterans and act as if they give a crap. They don't care. They're not fooling me. They might try to fool somebody else, but they don't fool me. And I doubt that they fool you. Trump went on to say, we are not nation building again. We are killing terrorists. We're not going to put whatever the amount of money is. I don't know how much it is. I know this. It's billions, if not trillions of dollars that have gone into wasted efforts. Efforts that can be undone because some little pansy president like POTUS 44, Barack Hussein Obama, decide they're going to change our entire strategy. It's no longer America first. It's no longer deploy our troops to win so we can get these kids home, back to their families, back to their lives. He employs a strategy of tuck your tail between your legs and run. Left billions of dollars on the table in hardware, $1 billion in the bank that ISIS brought to bear against us. But he says he loves this country. He claims it's for the better. We are fighting, spending more money than we ever have because of the lack of backbone of Barack Obama and the leftists that support him. And they claim they want him back. Good luck with that. Unfortunately, folks, when we talk about killing terrorists, the American terrorists are excluded because we're civilized. We won't kill Antifa. We won't kill Black Lives Matter. They can kill us. They can beat us. They can threaten us. They can kill cops. But we can't do anything. Well, let one of those suckers hit me or shoot at me. Watch what happens. I'm just telling you, I'm not standing idly by. I'm not going to let somebody terrorize this country because political correctness says, oh, no, no, they're a good group. They are terrorist organizations. Look at any video, any footage of them. Look at just still shots. You'll see guys with bats, with tomfas, with you name it. They've got weapons. They've got knives. They've got all kinds of stuff. You'll see them right there. How many cops need to be killed by BLM? There were 6 killed in Dallas. How many more do you need to see killed before you figure out who they are? New Jersey had the guts. New Jersey said, you know what? We'll call them what they are. They called Antifa a terrorist organization. I don't know what it means. Does it mean that they get special, you know, treatment in terms of the law? Don't care. But I know terror. I know that when the Tea Party marches, there was no such thing as terror. When we gathered with the idea of talking about our common values and why. We explained why we wanted to be a part of this movement, the best movement in the history of man. Why did we do it? This secondary Tea Party was better than the first, better than the Boston Tea Party. Boston Tea Party got fed up with the simple tax of tea. Now, maybe there were other taxes, but it was a simple tax of tea. I don't know how many of the other ones, but I'll guarantee you this. There are 10 times more taxes on you as a person now than there was then. I don't know what a retail tax was. I don't know what a personal property tax was. If that existed back then, I doubt it. I bet you didn't have to get a fishing license. When do you think marriage licenses came into play? When do you think taxes on alcohol and cigarettes came into play? With people who were distilling their own alcohol, their own spirits, and growing their own tobacco and whatever else. What else could be taxed? Was there a gasoline tax? No, there were no cars. Look at every tax you pay and ask yourself, why does government have to be involved? And the short answer is they don't. Government inserts itself. It finds a place to burrow in like a tick and start sucking blood. And that's what it's done. So this Tea Party was much more important, because that was one of them was the founding of the nation, and you can't downplay that. This one is, will this nation continue to exist? That's why I put so much effort into TeaPartyCommunity.com, to let people know there's a place to go. There's a safe haven. The Tea Party has done miraculous things for this country and will continue to, but it's having to go through a renaissance. The people who commandeered it when it first came out, excuse me, have mostly gone away, except for one organization with Jenny Beth Martin, and I've heard it's about to go bankrupt. And we are stepping in as Tea Party Community, but we're not going to, it's not, Jenny Beth was determined to go up and talk, hobnob with, you know, the leaders in D.C. and stuff like that. That's what she wanted to do. She wanted to be a mover and a shaker. Couldn't even get a credit card in her own name, and thought she could run an organization with her husband, who, by the way, was under indictment. So you got these it people running this organization that don't even know what they're doing, and running it under, quite frankly, some very unscrupulous ways, and they've run it into the ground. But at its core, it's still amazing. And so somebody has to take that mantle, and I'm going to be that person. I'm going to build a team that's going to be that. If you want to be a part of it, I would love to have you join. Be one of our state reps that helps put this together. We're going to be working with the guys at the Convention of States, because we're going to put this deal together to make the Tea Party a solid name in politics. That's what it should be. Anyway, we're dealing with all these issues, and one issue I want to talk about, it has to do with a Canadian hypocrite by the name of Trudeau. Yeah, it turns out that the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who upon Trump's election didn't waste any time in telling illegals and refugees that Canada would be their rescuer. In January, Trudeau tweeted, "To those fleeing persecution, terror, and war, Canadians will welcome you regardless of your faith. Diversity is our strength." And that was in direct response to Donald Trump's anti-illegal immigration platform. And conservatives all over our country tried to explain that any nation should have the right to insist people immigrate legally. America is a nation of laws. Obey the law, partake of our national identity. Disobey, you'll be deported, theoretically. Trudeau supporters lauded him as a hero for speaking in defiance of Trump. And then we find out, well, maybe that wasn't the case. It was an article written by a friend of mine, Kira Davis, and she says, "Lo and behold, just months later, Trudeau is starting to sound like Donald Trump of the Great White North. Migrants and illegal immigrants have been streaming across the Canadian border seeking asylum. It seems Trudeau's comments led many to believe that they'd be fast-tracked for citizenship if they were seeking asylum. And the numbers have been overwhelming, forcing Trudeau to address the problem." CBS News reported in a press conference Trudeau gave on Sunday regarding immigration issues and asylum seekers. He has a message for him. Crossing illegally into the country doesn't offer an advantage when it comes to obtaining refugee status in Canada. So in other words, he's saying, get here legally. "If I could directly speak to people seeking asylum, I'd like to remind them there's no advantage." That's what he said in Montreal. "Our rules, our principles, our laws apply to everyone." Now suddenly he wants to declare that Canada is a nation of laws. Government of Canada has been grappling with this surge that he created. This is exactly a great taste of liberalism, because he created this surge. In the first 2 weeks of August, more than 3,800 people walked over the border into the province, compared to 2,900, roughly, who crossed throughout all of July. So they're more than double what they're used to getting. So he's finding out that liberalism is screwing itself. And that's what always happens.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.